Remember a few weeks ago, just after the Orioles lost to the Kansas City Royals in the American League Championship Series, when we wondered if the season the Birds had would be enough to forget the sting of coming up short in the quest for a World Series title? That question now has to be replaced by these two. First, are you okay with what the team has done since that last out was recorded in Kansas City? And secondly, if General Manager Dan Duquette doesn't add any significant pieces to the roster as it's currently constituted, can the 2015 Orioles come close to matching, much less exceeding, what the 2014 team did? Hardly anyone who bleeds black and orange can answer the first question in the affirmative. In one breathtaking week, the Birds saw two-thirds of their starting outfield, as well as a key cog in their bullpen machine, all take off for other teams, while a possible outfield replacement signed somewhere else. That the Orioles would lose slugger Nelson Cruz was a lock. The club got him at the baseball bargain basement price of $8 million for one season, coming off a 50-game suspension in 2013 for using a performance-enhancing drug. Once Cruz cleaned up his reputation, and particularly after he led the major leagues in home runs this year, you just knew that he would command a price tag that the Orioles couldn't or wouldn't pay. And, as it turned out, Cruz signed a 4-year, $58 million deal with Seattle. The Orioles missed a chance to sign Cruz's replacement when Melky Cabrera signed a 3-year contract with the Chicago White Sox over the weekend. The Birds also lost Andrew Miller, a brilliant young left-handed reliever they obtained from Boston in July. Miller was sensational down the stretch and could have been the Orioles' next closer. Instead, he will ply his trade with the hated Yankees, having signed a 4-year, $36 million deal. Of course, the most depressing development of the postseason was the loss of right fielder Nick Markakis to the Atlanta Braves. Markakis had come up through the Orioles farm system and was a mainstay in the clubhouse and in the community. Indeed, the 2-page ad he took out in the local newspaper to say goodbye to the organization, his teammates, and the fans was pure class, pure Markakis. But he's gone now, and the Orioles have to move on. No doubt, Duquette and Orioles manager Buck Showalter are counting on the successful return of catcher Matt Wieters and third baseman Manny Machado from injury. They must also be hoping that first baseman Chris Davis looks more like the 2013 version that led the majors in homers than the 2014 edition that looked lost at the plate for most of the year. To be sure, both Showalter and Duquette did win awards in 2014 for their acumen at running a ball club, so they probably should get some benefit of the doubt. However, the goodwill of 2014 will probably run out during the first long losing streak of 2015, unless the Orioles' brain trust does something to re-earn that trust. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Mary Rose Madden, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.